Hello and welcome to Know Your Rights on English Waves, and today we're going to look at how two words used in French to describe a deposit have rather different meanings and very different consequences. In everyday life, you are often required to make a first payment to secure a deal. You order a product not readily available from a supplier, you accept a quote from a contractor, etc., etc. A multitude of situations in which you will be asked to pay a deposit. In French, there are two words for this payment, lézard and anacompte, which imply different consequences even if they appear to mean the same thing. Today we'll take as an example the case of someone who rents a chalet for Christmas and pays a deposit when he confirms the booking. Unfortunately, sometime later, this person has to cancel his holiday and at the same time no longer wishes to rent the chalet. One may think it normal that he loses his deposit, but the question is he obliged to pay the balance of the rental price? The deposit paid by this person to confirm his reservation is presumed to be désir, unless it is expressly stated in the lease agreement that this is anacompte. This distinction is fundamental, and indeed if the deposit is qualified as désir, a tenant can withdraw from the agreement without consequences other than the loss of the amount already paid. The owner cannot demand any further payment. However, if the lease contract specifies that the initial payment on booking is anacompte, the tenant is committed to paying the full rental price even if he cancels his reservation. So when paying a deposit on any transaction, make sure you know if it is considered to be désir, in which case you can retract or change your mind and only risk losing your deposit, or if it is stated in your agreement that the deposit is anacompte, which means a definitive commitment to pay the full amount. That's all for today. Join us next time when we'll be looking at a different topic that concerns your everyday rights.